Portrait of Christmas. Christmas! This is the time of year when Christian families get together to remember the birth of Jesus Christ. It may not be exactly the correct date, but most churches have chosen December 25th, and Christmas traditions vary from culture to culture. But people love to celebrate the birth of our Savior. Around 270 AD, it was the Roman Emperor Aurelian who called December 25th the birthday of the unconquered sun and put it right in the middle of the Feast of Saturnalia. This feast would last a week. It was a time to have big dinners, decorate the halls with laurels and green trees, carry candles throughout the streets, and give gifts to one another. While this was all going on, the Christians would set aside time to reflect on the life and words of Jesus. It was soon after this when Constantine made Christianity the religion of Rome, and the church converted these activities into Christian traditions with new meanings behind them. For according to the announcement made by the angel to the shepherds, we should have a great joy and give glory to God for sending his Son. From the Gospel of Luke, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests."
Thank you. psalmist received a vision from God who said, I have put a crown on the head of a new king, a mighty one chosen and anointed with oil.
My hand will always be with him. My arm will strengthen him.
My faithfulness and steadfast love will be with the one I've chosen.
We wait for God's love coming to us. The day of God's joy is soon coming. We live in God's peace and hope as we light these candles. Loving God, come and shine your light in the world. We yearn for the light of your coming and the warmth of your embrace. Focus our hearts on the truly important, and keep us centered on that still point, Jesus our Emmanuel, who is alive with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Amen.
Thank you. celebrating the trip. Early Christians held the belief that certain trees flowered during the winter as nature's way of honoring Jesus' birth. As soon as there were Christmas trees, there were decorations. And the first known decorations were things of nature, like flowers and fruit. For a while, this practice was condemned by religious leaders, but it slowly spread from Germany up into the Nordic countries, finally becoming fully acceptable when Queen Victoria and Prince Albert displayed their fully decorated tree in England. God, our Creator, adorned nature with beauty, showing and telling us that beauty should not merely be external, but that internal beauty is most important and is enhanced with the love and salvation of Jesus Christ.
From the book of the prophet Hosea, I will heal their waywardness and love them freely, for my anger has turned away from them. I will be like the dew to Israel. He will blossom like a lily. Like a cedar of Lebanon, he will send down his roots, his young shoots will grow. His splendor will be like an olive tree, his fragrance like a cedar of Lebanon. People will dwell again in his shade. They will flourish like the grain. They will blossom like the vine.
Thank you.
be true. Around 1770, at the Cologne Cathedral in Germany, there was a certain choir master who thought of a way to help keep the children quiet during the long nativity service. He had a sugar stick made into the shape of a shepherd's cane to remind the children of the shepherds at Jesus' birth. It was after 1847 that a German-Swedish immigrant in Ohio started the tradition of putting candy canes on his Christmas tree. A few years later, someone else added the peppermint flavor, as well as the red stripes. Some say that the white represents the purity of Jesus Christ, and the red represents the wounds that he suffered.
From the Gospel of John, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep."
Thank you.
The Romans gave gifts to each other at festivals such as Saturnalia, the winter solstice, and the Roman New Year. But when gift-giving became associated with Christmas, it was equated with the wise men's offerings to Jesus. The Bible does not specify how many wise men went to honor Jesus. We only assume that there were three because of the gifts mentioned: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What we do know is that these items are very expensive, which only reminds us that the gift of salvation is priceless. The best and only gift that we can give God is ourselves.
From the letter to the Ephesians, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk."
Oh,
In 1223, St. Francis of Assisi visited the town of Brescia to celebrate Christmas. He realized that their chapel was too small to hold the entire congregation, so he found a hillside near the town square and set up the altar there. He also had an idea to make this experience exciting enough to interest the townspeople, but solemn enough to placate the church authorities. Preparing a manger and buying some hay, an ox, and donkey, St. Francis created a live nativity scene. Then, standing beside the manger, he recited songs of praise and preached the Christmas message. Recreating nativity scenes, or having decorative nativity scenes at home, serve as a visible reminder of the details of our Savior's birth. The purpose of Jesus coming to die for our sins by hanging on the wooden cross all began with Jesus leaving his heavenly throne and coming to earth, to the humble beginnings of the manger.
From the Gospel of Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. And this was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. And Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and had gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." And so they went with him and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed. Shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. And then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Thank you.
Thank you, O God, for the gift of your Son, whose birth we celebrate. We thank you for all the human creativity and love over the centuries that has brought us so many traditions that help us to celebrate, that remind us of your love given us in Christ. We know, however, O God, that these traditions do not make your Son arrive, that he is born into our lives whether or not we have a tree, whether or not our stockings are filled or our bellies stuffed with Christmas dinner. Remind us again and help us to know that your love goes with us always. In the name of Emmanuel, we pray. Amen.